The K-Jack. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, everybody. It's time for another bedtime story with Thompson. We are reading The Swiss Family Robinson by Johann Wyss. This is chapter 13, The K-Jack. One morning at breakfast, Fritz said, "Our big ostrich is a splendid horse. We also have a sled to transport our provisions and a sailing ship and canoe anchored in Providence Bay. Now we need a boat that will glide over the water like an ostrich does over the land. I have something very unique in mind, but I can't make it alone. Are each of you willing to help me?" "First, you must tell us your idea," I said, "and then we will vote whether or not to make it a family project." As Elizabeth cleared away the dishes from the breakfast table, Fritz outlined his plan. "I have read that the people of Greenland have a vessel that skims lightly over the water. They call it a kayak." "Oh, I get it. It is kayak, because J is pronounced as a Y, and it's written in Swiss, which is German-French. So it's a kayak. They call it a kayak. I see no reason why we can't make one ourselves." "What is this kayak like?" asked Jack. "Well, it's a sort of canoe in the form of a shell," Fritz explained. "It's so light that you carry it on your shoulders once you have reached land." "The idea certainly has merit," I said. "What materials would you use?" The Greenlanders use walrus skins for the body of the boat, but we could substitute seal skins, strips of whalebone, bamboo canes, and rushes will make up the sides and give it form." "Sounds like a great idea," I exclaimed. "I hereby vote that we begin construction on Fritz's proposed kayak this very day."
"I second the motion," said Ernest.
"Me too," piped up Francis.
With all five of us working, we had the skeleton of the kayak ready the next day. We then covered the interior with a coat of gum and moss and pulled the seal skins down over the outside. We sewed them together in the middle where they met and coated the outside with gum elastic to keep out the water. While I fashioned oars from bamboo poles, Elizabeth made Fritz a special airtight suit that molded him from head to toe. The outfit was made of linen, prepared with a solution of India rubber. The seams were coated with a thick gum made from the dried juices of tropical plants that stretched easily and did not allow water to seep in. Fritz was given a pipe that he could use for breathing when swimming underwater. Our first reaction, when we finally saw Fritz dressed in his suit, was to burst out laughing, but he gravely plunged in the water and struck out for Shark Island. We followed in the kayak and arrived at the same time. "My outfit worked beautifully," Fritz cried triumphantly as he removed the hood. "See, there's not a drop of water inside." "Now Mother will have to make each of us a suit like that," Jack said. That trip to Shark Island was very successful. We were delighted to see that our birds, antelope, and rabbits were thriving in their new home. After several hours of exploring the island, we decided that this was the ideal spot to erect a small fortification for protection in case of enemy attack. This required weeks of hard, back-breaking work, for we had to move out 2 cannons to the island and construct a wooden platform for them. It was a happy day when we gingerly set the cannons in place on top of the platform and faced them toward the open sea. Then we raised the Swiss flag up the pole and watched it wave gaily in the breeze. After our mission on Shark Island was completed, Fritz continued his explorations by kayak. On one occasion, when his goal was to master the swift current of Jackal's River, he was thrown back into the ocean and nearly drowned. We discovered him hours afterward, huddled on a large rock, all alone except for a walrus he had killed with a harpoon. Later on, he cut off the walrus's head, stuffed it, and attached it to the bow of his kayak, which, from that time on, he referred to as the walrus. End of chapter 13.
Wow, that was an exciting one!
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Up next, chapter 14, A Mysterious Message. Good night.